Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thanks for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great today, thanks. And I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk about the apotheosis and how this missing process would change world mental health. Listen as we explain the difference between survival-based motivation and growth-based motivation. Learn how the practices employed in Kriya Yoga can strengthen your psychological organs and improve your mental states. Discipline isn't repression, it is exercise for your will. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join our Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance. Get the light in your soul and experience the power of prana. So I did want to let our listeners know that we are continuing the same topic as we did last week due to some technical difficulties that we had with our dashboard with Blog Talk Radio. So we will continue this topic. So again, what I'd like to point out to our listeners is about World Mental Health Day is actually celebrated every year on October 10th. And according to World Mental Health Day, it seeks to raise awareness of mental health illnesses while educating the population and mobilizing efforts to support mental health. Mental health, which includes a person's emotional, psychological, and social well-being, has become increasingly important in recent decades as an estimated 350 million people worldwide suffer from depression. So remember last week, Swami, I was saying that 350 million people, that is a lot of people suffering from depression. So how can Kriya Yoga help these people? What should they be doing?
Well, I think the big thing, and we touched on this last week, is what we're not doing is we're not growing psychologically and spiritually. We're not initiating a progressive cycle in our development. And that type of depression, and we started talking about that, is dysfunctional because it's a defense mechanism for a person's inability to separate from one source of sustenance and reconnect to another. See, not all depression is dysfunctional. That when we are leaving what is safe, familiar, comfortable, and known, and we embark on the anxiety, the uncertainty of the unknown, this depression is necessary. And I think that's an important thing, that we have to understand that there's a difference with regard to when one is growing psychologically and spiritually, struggling with these points of passage and working with rites of passage, as opposed to one who is just surviving, chronologically aging and psychologically, spiritually remaining in a underdeveloped state. And the initiation, what we have been talking about, the initiation of apotheosis, initiation of this progressive cycle in human development, actually offers a solution to a lot of the things that we are looking for relief from. And so understanding that there is a difference, knowing that there is a difference between surviving and initiating this growth process, is an important starting point.
My question or concern, I guess, would be is I think mental health doesn't necessarily have anything to do with how you're raised necessarily or what type of background that, you know, you're brought up from, I mean, the most wealthiest of people can suffer from depression. So is it something that we bring into this life with, or is it really a series of life events that can create these kinds of feelings?
Well, to answer your question, I mean, is it karmic or is it causal as far as circumstances and situations based on our karma? That basically there are no accidents. I mean, we all order whatever it is that we are experiencing beforehand, and we do that through cause and effect. For every action, there is an equal and an opposite reaction that we're chained to. And so that kind of sets the whole cycle of death and rebirth into motion. But as far as liberation, being able to get off of this wheel, getting out of this pattern of death and rebirth, that there are tried and true methods to be able to do that, and the Kriya Yoga that we teach is actually one of those methods. That in order for you to separate from your attachment to things that are visible and tangible, or things that are invisible and tangible, and connect to something that is invisible and intangible, is the only way to get out of it. And of course, you can't just do that academically or intellectually. That you have to include your physical body. You have to change the pattern of your body. You must actually desire this invisible, intangible source of sustenance. You must love this invisible, intangible source of sustenance. That's the physics of spirituality. Like attracts like, and two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. So any system that is promoting positive growth of consciousness requires purification. You have to purify the mind-body complex of this pattern that we come in with, and then prepare the body for the invocation of the new source of sustenance. And what that does is it initiates a progressive cycle that your conscious mind actually begins to grow in a positive direction. And you actually start to become something different. You become spirit. You become the part of you that is eternal and unchanging. You become the permanent.
So if we're talking to somebody and we're trying to help them through maybe this sense of depression without being skilled in this particular field, are you saying that what we should do is just remind them that, you know, we're so much more than our physical bodies, we're so much more than this external world, and that they have to, what you say is, you know, make that 90 degree turn and connect to something that's more powerful. Is that what you're saying that we should do to try to help somebody that's in this depressed state?
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between helping and enabling, which to me, I think most of the methods that you will find in the medical community, the therapeutic community, are more enabling. They don't offer you solution. They don't give you a method to get out of the regressive cycle. They just give you ways of coping with the simple fact that I'm not growing psychologically and spiritually, and I'm not alone. And to make you feel maybe a little bit better about what's really going on in your inner environment, Whereas to initiate the progressive cycle and find solution to your condition or your problem, then you're going to need a game plan. And that's where Kriya Yoga, or the Kriya Yoga that we teach, offers you all of the necessary things that you need. You need a path of action, you need a path of knowledge, you need a path of devotion. And that will give you all of the things that you will require in order to separate from this one source of sustenance and reconnect to the right source of sustenance in order to get this human mind-body complex to start to do what it was intended to do. Because a lot of the dysfunctional states that we experience, the guilt, the shame, the anger, the resentment, the blame, the emptiness, the boredom that we are dealing with collectively is really a kickback from our unlived latent potential that we want to be whole people. We want to grow in psychologically and spiritually in a positive direction. But if we're not growing, then, of course, our inner environment is dealing with these dysfunctional symptoms that we were talking about. And that's what we were saying. Not all depression is dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. Because the unfortunate thing is that if you choose to survive, you're going to find it's not easy. If you decide you want to grow, you're going to find it's not easy. And that creation is not going to reveal its secrets to an unworthy opponent. That you're going to have to take responsibility for your own development. And in order to do that, there are changes that we have to make. You just can't live instinctually. That you need to be taught how to do this from somebody who can do it.
So we basically have to make this conscious decision that, like, I can choose to be depressed and wallow in this depression, or I can decide mentally that, you know what, okay, enough is enough. I need to do what I need to do to overcome this, and then I'm willing to take those steps to grow and be able to do that.
Right, because a metaphysical system like the Kriya Yoga that we teach has all of the, I want to say, necessary strategies. You know, it's like we said, that discipline isn't repression. I think that ignorance really came out of the therapeutic community. Don't repress. Don't repress. And repression is a problem, but discipline is a conscious choice regulated with intelligence. See, the whole thing of developing your psychological organs, developing your mental functions so that you can rise above instinct, appetite, preservation, and instinct is that you need to develop yourself physically and mentally. And discipline is exercise for these psychological organs by making these conscious choices and working with things like fasting. Being able to tell your body, not now, I'll tell you when, puts the conscious mind in a position of authority over the reflex response of putting something in your mouth. And recognizing that I don't need to eat whatever it is I just put in my mouth, but I'm responding as if I need to eat. And I think we were touching upon this last week when we were saying that the body has all the power. And so a big part of the process is using discipline to develop your psychological organs, but at the same time develop a relationship between your mind and your body.
All right, well, we're going to pause right there, Swami, so we can hear a word from our sponsors. So, listeners, we'll return with you shortly.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody spirit, you know, to feel connected to the life force.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos. A cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the cosmic ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos, a practice in open form designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of this is a lot of things together.
Kriya Yoga Mantra and Meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Pray on prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have a unique talent and gift to give back.
Private sessions. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
Purna Maria, Purna Meva Vashishate.
And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So, Swami, before the break, you had talked about developing one's mental functions. Would you mind just reviewing those for our listeners who may not know what the mental functions are that we study in Kriya Yoga?
Well, we break it down into four mental functions: perception, reason, memory, intuition. And perception is basically how we take in data through our senses. And then reason is our ability to organize that information, systemize it, categorize it, to be able to catalog information. And then memory or feeling is our experience. It's what happened the last time we came across something that kind of gives us a point of reference. And then intuition is our ability to fabricate probable realities, to actually take consideration for consequences, that if I do this, there is a possibility of this, this, and this to happen. And working with those mental functions and also understanding the correlation between your mental functions and your physical functions, working with yourself physically and mentally, is a big part of how our asana practice really helps in our developing these psychological organs and being able to experience good mental health. But it's not just physical exercises. It's the whole lifestyle. That's the one thing that you really look at is our lifestyle today doesn't really enable us to grow psychologically and spiritually. That we don't think right. We don't breathe right. We're not hydrated. The foods we eat produce cravings and disturbances. We don't exercise right. And then, of course, we're completely baffled by the simple fact that we can't control our behavior or our appearance. Mm-hmm. And what's missing? And when you really cross-examine it, it's discipline. It's being able to contain our emotional response. It's being able to contain instinct, appetite, preservation, and survival. And then through repetition, through the employment of these lifestyle recommendations that we offer, you start to see that you start to develop willpower, that your psychological organs do start to gain more and more authority over your appearance and your behavior. And then you're able to actually develop these psychological organs. You're be able to develop these mental functions. And then you're able to live your life more intelligently, more objectively.
I think that's probably a hard, or I should say a challenging aspect for a lot of people, is to live objectively and not be the center of their universe, that there's so much else that's going on around us, and not just around us, but within us. Like you always say, is what surrounds us is within us. So if we can just understand that one statement, can really put us miles ahead in our ability to be perspective, have a perception.
Yeah, to basically recognize that the new standard is just too low. You know, that what we do now is we just keep lowering the bar, and that really isn't working. But we don't have an alternative. We don't have good leadership. We don't have a population of humans that are growing psychologically and spiritually anymore. And by reinstating points of passage, rites of passage, recognizing that it's our responsibility to grow in a positive direction, and getting out of this basic victim mentality that we have now created for ourselves, that we have created the victim, and everybody is justified for being where they are, and everybody blames their parents, their social cultural conditioning, their genetic inheritance, and it gets to the point where you have to take responsibility that this is all part of a dynamic. But in order to get out of it, that you're going to need help. You have to be shown how to do this. And that's, again, where the Kriya Yoga that we teach is, why reinvent the wheel? It's something that has been around for thousands of years. It's not watered down. It's basically been reconstructed with all of the original goals and objectives in place. How to initiate positive growth of consciousness, how to become a whole person, how to become an adult, a human in the adult state. And you can't do this in a modified, diluted format. You can't just wish that you're going to be healthy and happy, that there are a lot of things and there are a lot of barriers that you have to prepare yourself to overcome.
I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to read you a quote that I got from Wynn Calendar. And the quote is by Robin Williams. And he's quoted as saying, "I used to think that the worst thing in life was to end up alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is to end up with people who make you feel alone." Now, that to me is definitely somebody that's like reaching out and really, you know, the first time I read that, I was like, so wish this guy had studied Kriya Yoga with you, you know, and it was just like, but that's this is the mentality that somebody feels when they're in that depressed state, that they feel like they're alone, and the people make them feel that way. And now I know you always say that we are the only ones that can make us feel a certain way. We shouldn't be putting responsibility on other people for how we alone feel. So I just kind of wanted to get your take on that particular quote. And what would you say to somebody who would say that to you?
Well, I mean, to me, if you really cross-examine it, you analyze it, there, you can see the element of blame. People who make you feel alone. And so there, what's happening here is that the individual is not assuming responsibility, not taking charge of the simple fact that I'm in charge of how I feel. And again, you can't just offer somebody like this advice. What you have to explain to them is that on a spirit level, we're always alone. And that, you know, on a spirit level, we're all one, which means you're never alone. So so it's kind of a, you know, I mean, that was the whole Hindu myth, you know, that God being this supreme being becomes all of creation for its own amusement. So I think to have maybe just a path of knowledge, a better understanding of just what it is to be a human being and the interplay between matter, mind, and spirit, it can be somewhat helpful. But like I say, you can't pigeonhole one thing. You know, obviously the person felt disconnected from the life force. And Kriya Yoga is a method of how to get reconnected, how to join with this pure, powerful source of sustenance that is unchanging and will give you a platform that you live from. Then interpersonal relationships aren't all that important anymore. I don't need your approval. But when you don't have that primary relationship with your divinity and interpersonal relationships have been raised to a level of importance that is unnecessary, it does create a failure force. And so the outside world collapses under the burden of your ideal that it's supposed to do something that it's not capable of doing.
Well, I think it's almost about that time. We have to start closing down the show today. So in closing, I'd like to invite you listeners out there to visit the website. You can follow Swami on Pinterest and Twitter and, of course, on Facebook. And be sure to visit the website at www.ipdtransform.com. Once there, you can post comments about this show or any ideas for shows you may want us to consider. Keep those comments, questions, and curiosities. He does enjoy hearing from you. Be sure to tune in next week. I believe we'll be celebrating United Nations Day. So, Swami, any final thoughts about today's topic or about our show next week?
Well, I would like to invite people to join us in our quest to try and reinstate these points of passage, rites of passage, reinstate this concept of initiation. And not just a secret handshake, but initiation of this progressive cycle for an individual, that we actually rebirth our bodies in a different source of sustenance so that we feel connected to something that's pure, it's powerful, it's sacred, and it never lets you down, so that your whole identity can start to transcend the limits of body awareness. But in order to actually do this, you need people. And you need people to take the responsibility for their personal development. and join us and see that this isn't pie in the sky. It's not just a lot of advice, but it is a tried and true method of learning how to live to your maximum potential. And with that, I wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to the program, Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton along with Swami Jayananda signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.